Digital manufacturing is also allowing us to do this a little bit more effectively. In this case, it's actually creating the theoretical limit of strength for a material. You cannot get any stronger for the amount of material than this shape. So it's a basic simple block, but the idea is I can extrapolate this. I can make it into large formats. I can make it into buildings, bridges, but also airplane wings and shoes. The idea here is I'm minimizing the amount of material. Here's a good example from architecture. Typically, these sorts of metal nodes are used to hold up large tent structures. In this case, it was in The Hague, a large shopping center. They use 1,600 of the materials on the left. The difference is, by using the solution on the right, was they cut down the number of steps from 7 to 1, because the one on the left is currently welded, the one on the right is simply just printed. And it was able to reduce waste to zero, cost less money, and also, because it's made out of steel, can be eventually recycled at the end of its life. Nature also is very effective at thrift. Think about it, nature has zero waste. Everything is useful for another process. So in this case, nanocellulose, which is basically one of the very fine building blocks of cellulose, is one of the material that basically makes one of the things that makes trees strong.